The thing that you wash clothes in, would you call that a kettle?
Oh, that's a wash pot. Well, you wash it, mm-hmm. I mean, boil it, that's a wash pot.
Is that smaller? Or?
No, you can get a little one, you can get a big one. According to your family, you know. Because mm-hmm. if you get a big one, you can boil no clothes in it. If you got a little one, you have to boil twice, I mean, more. Because mm-hmm. see, sheets and buckets, and that takes up a lot of room.
Well, what's the difference between a kettle and a wash pot?
Oh, that's a lot of difference. Kettle's made out, well, they hold 60 gallons, and it's made out, and it's a wide brim all the way around it on top.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm so sorry. I broke it, didn't I?
No, I think it's okay.
I was trying to show you what it was. I'm so sorry.
But the kettle?
Yeah. Well, it's got a wide brim on top of it, and it goes all the way around the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that cooks, we cook that lard and make syrup in that thing. And a wash pot is about like this.
Oh, it's just about as big as your arms?
Yeah, about like this.
Mm-hmm.
You can get big ones or you can get little ones. That's the way it goes.
And, you say, if you wanted to pour something, say, from a big container into something with a narrow mouth like a Coke bottle, to keep the liquid from spilling out, you might pour it through a
strainer
or something like that.
Well, that's a strainer. You have a thing down here for it to come with a screen on it.
Mm-hmm.
You pour it up there and it comes through into your container, mm-hmm. you see.
What if it didn't have a screen on it?
Well, you could put a cloth over it. Mm-hmm. And let it run through a cloth. That's why I strain my berry juice to make jelly. Is in a cloth, a flour sack, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in there and mash them out. Then wash the cloth out. Next time, use it again. Yeah.
You make much jelly?
Yes, sometimes I do. I make quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. But say, what about something? Just say if you wanted to fill a salt shaker. You know, you might take a. You could even make one by folding up a piece mm-hmm. of paper. What would you call that thing?
I never use it. I just put that in a box into the shaker.
Well, yeah, but just something like...
I know about what's on, but I ain't got no name for it. I don't know what you call it. But I always just pour mine out of the box into the shaker like a table there, you know.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder if you'd... Ever heard of funnel or tunnel?
It's funnels for different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, say if you were driving horses and wanted to go faster, you might hit them with a...
This whip.
Okay. And if you bought some things at the store now, the grocer might put them in a...
bag?
What would that be made out of?
Paper.
Okay. And, did you ever hear that called a poke or...
No.
Besides bag?
No, I never have.
What about something that potatoes used to be shipped in?
Corn? I mean...
Or that rough cloth, you know, that...
What do you mean? Feed sacks?
Mm-hmm. That's, any other name for feed sacks?
I don't know. That's all I've seen was in sacks. I don't know what else they feed made in.
But, you know, there's that special kind of real hard cloth.
That's croaker sacks.
Okay. And you mentioned you had a mill. Did you ever hear, say, you might take half a bushel or whatever of corn to the mill to be ground? Did you ever hear an expression just for the amount of corn that you'd take?
Yeah, some of them, when you carry the mill, some of them say, you're taking part of my corn. I wouldn't have too much meal turned out. They've done that a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
When they drank it to the mill, but not my daddy didn't do that, but at other places we'd carry corn in the mill after he quit grinding or using the mill. We'd say, well, what in the world come with our corn? We didn't have much meal come back. So we decided that the party taking the corn just made us so much meal, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was done.